I'm Larry Abramson in Washington. Once upon a time, in Hollywood anyway, the image of the effective principal was epitomized by Morgan Freeman's portrayal of hard-charging Joe Clark in the movie Lean on Me.
If you do not succeed in life, I don't want you to blame your parents. I don't want you to blame the white man. I want you to blame yourselves.
Today, everyone blames the principal.
The need to raise student achievement has, the pressure and the accountability has never been higher.
That's Clarice Berry, president of the Chicago Principals and Administrators Association. Principals are still expected to keep order, but their chief mission is to make sure student achievement climbs. This growth in responsibility comes as baby boomer principals are retiring in droves. Dick Flannery is a former principal and head of the National Association of Secondary School Principals.
And so school districts listen to this and have become much more discriminating in terms of who they want to select to put in schools.
Flannery says school districts can no longer wait for education doctorates to emerge from universities. They need to prime the pump.
And districts now are realizing that they really have to begin to identify and train and develop the talent within their own districts.
There is a rush to embrace this new ethic. Districts around the country are developing mentoring programs to turn out educational CEOs who can get results in difficult schools. But some school systems may be simply repackaging the same old courses in educational administration. Rick Hess of the American Enterprise Institute reviewed some of the required courses a couple of years ago.
And what we found looked a whole lot like what was getting taught 20 or 30 years ago, which was very little attention to accountability, very little attention to figuring out how to select or motivate effective personnel.
Some of the more promising developments come from nonprofits like New Leaders for New Schools, which tries to cultivate leaders who can turn around failing schools. Founder John Schnurr says some of his principals are raising achievement, but
only 20% of those schools are making the dramatic breakthrough gains, but we and others are trying to figure out how does that translate into work at scale to not just transform one school at a time, but transform the way a whole city delivers education.
Congress is offering to throw some money at this problem. A recent proposal includes bonuses of $15,000 for outstanding principals who transferred to challenging schools. Larry Abramson, NPR News.